We're going to have to get our bearings with the Sefer. Silas Isharim, obviously a very classical primal work. We're going to try hard to learn it, to try to cover it, to try to ma'ayin in certain points in the book. And we'll do it a few times a week. Beis Hashem, we'll get a lot of toilas from it. So I'll start reading it. There are many different translations and Perushim that everybody has. I'm going to read it in the Hebrew and refer to the new Feldheim version that they have a new translation. But we're going to try to stay with the Hebrew as much as possible. If anybody, huh? If you want it, you can. It's not. I'll read it and go through it, and we'll try to explain as much as we can. Okay, Hakdamas Avraham Machaber. We're in the introduction, starting day one. Amar Machaber says the writer, Hachibur Hazeh, famous words, Lo chibartiv lelamed livnei adam es asher lo yadau. I did not write this book in order to teach people that which they don't know. Usually people teach people what they don't know. Right? No, he didn't do that. Ela lahaskira meseyadua lahem. All he wants to do is remind people of what they already know. Umefursum etzlam pirsum gadol. And they know it very well. Pirsum gadol, very publicized. That's what he wants to remind people of. Ki lo timtza berov dvarai. Because you're not going to find in the most of my words, ela dvarim sherov bnei adam yodim osam. That the majority of people know this already. I don't know if this is true. We've discussed this with the people I learn it with during the day, every day. There's tons of chidushim here. I don't know exactly if there's being an anav. I don't know if he's allowed to do that. False humility. There's tons of chidushim here. Velo mistapkim b'hem klal. Majority of people will say that they already know everything. Ela shekefi rov pirsumam. In accordance, or according to the level, the degree of their knownness, pirsum, their famousness, who keneged masha misam gluya kol, and in accordance with how much we know it, it's revealed to everyone, the truth is unassailable, kach ha-helem mehem. So too, to that degree, the hiddenness of it, or that we overlook it, matsui me'od, is very common. The more you know it, we discussed this, the more you overlook it, v'hashichicha rabba, and the more you forget it. It's a very hard concept to understand. He's not just saying that we know it and forget it. He's saying to the degree that you know something, he's trying to state a rule here, to the degree that something is pasha to you, to that degree, you don't really understand it. You don't really get it.
How can that be?
How can that be?
You know, if a doctor knows medicine, and so clearly he knows that way, but he doesn't know medicine.
To that degree, he's going to forget things or not really understand it. So the doctor muscle that you're saying is not going to fit here. We had one. One second, I'm going to try to explain this. I had one with Akiva. We could say something like this. Most people know, everybody knows, if you did a survey of America, right? Or the survey, and you asked people, what are the things that are the most important to you? What things do you hold most valuable, right? You go to the average man, the average 45-year-old man. What are the things that are the most important to you in your life, right? What's the first thing he's going to say? My family, my wife, my relationships, my children, etc., etc. Then to his business, his career, friends. But number one is going to be his wife, his kids, his parents, whatever. Yet, if you ask this same guy, and that's posh to him, has no doubt, you hit the button, my wife, my children, that's most important. But when you go and ask the guy, give me a printout of your daily behavior. What do you invest in most in your life? Most of the time, it's his business, the stock market, the Knicks, the Jets, the Mets, garnished, stupid things. And how much does he actually invest in his children? The thing that's the most important, he overlooks it completely. He forgets about it. It's basic. My wife, I love my wife. Why? But everything he's clicking all day is something else. He's doing other things. That's where his mind is occupied all day. How do you reconcile these two things? How do you reconcile?
Head and heart.
Head and heart, whatever it is. His head is clear. What's his heart is not with his wife. His head is with his wife when he answers cognitively. Yes, my whole life is my family, my children, my relationships, whatever it is. Yet, Bipoal, what is he doing? Is he investing in that relationship? Is he, understand, trying to get closer? Maybe some people, yes, I hope. But many people, you're going to see an inverse relationship to the things that they put on the top of the list that are of prime importance, yet when you look at how they actually live, it has no connection. So too, the Ramchal is saying here, the things that we know the most, Pashut, God is one. I love God. I'm afraid of God. Yiras Shamayim, Avas Hashem. All these things that are the most basic things that we know, ironically, those are the things that we don't have any real understanding. We're not investing in understanding it. Because you think you know it. Once you think you know it, then of course you're not going to do the hakira and the explanation and the understanding. The things that are new, that you don't understand, that you haven't heard, right? Those are the things that you want to delve into, invest, figure out, exciting. But things that you know, I know. And that's usually the things that you think you know. That's what he's saying. You don't know it all. And you will do a bad job. A bad job. That's, I think, what he's trying to say here. I think it's clear. Right? Fine. The more we think we understand something, the more it's self-evident to us, the more it's probably not really understood. And not really actualized. Al-Kain, as a result, therefore, Ein ha-to'eles ha-nilkat mizeh ha-sefer. The benefit that we're going to get from this book doesn't come out min ha-kriya bo pa-machas. It's not going, the real benefit from reading my book is not one time. Ki kvar efshar, it's possible, shelo yimatzeh ha-kore besichlo chidushim achar kriyaso. Because it's very possible that the reader is not going to find in his mind, in his intelligence, any chidushim after you read my book. You may not find it. So I'm not writing it for the chidushim. He already said that. I'm not writing this for the chidushim. I have something, another agenda, is to bring something out that you already know. Shelo hayu bo lifnei kriyaso. You're not going to have new chidushim that you know before. And ela ma'at, maybe a little bit. You'll know a little bit. That's not true. It's mamish not true. Every day, the Grah wrote about this book. He was a contemporary of the Grah. It was said in the name of the Grah that he would run to Rav Chaim if he could. He would have walked all the way to wherever he was in Italy, from Poland, just to sit and listen and medayik and understand each and every single word in this book. This is the Grah talking about this. So to say there's no chidushim, I don't know what he's saying here. It's hard.
Huh? He's talking about us. We may think we're not
going to find. Why? What kind of idiot's going to read this book is not going to see tons of chidushim every day? I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't care. Aval, whatever his agenda is to saying that he doesn't have chidushim in his book, good for him. Aval, hatoeles yotze min achazara alav. The benefit of my book is going to be that you have to go over it. Chazara vehasmada. Chazara and hasmada. I underline that word. Two times. How does he say it? Chazara is repetition and constancy. Constancy and repetition. That's what he wants for this book. Right? So chazara, you just keep the things fresh in your mind. But evidently he doesn't want chazara every other day. Or every couple of months you go over the book again. He wants it constantly in your mind. Ki yizachru lo dvarim ha'elu ha'nishkachim mibnei adam b'teva. This is all he wants. You have to keep going over it and over it because you have to be reminded of these things that everyone forgets about them naturally. Everybody forgets about it, b'teva. God made us to forget these things. That's the point of his book. To be the antidote to Hashem's creation in the teva. The teva is, we don't want to think about any of these things. We don't want to think about when we're going to die, even though we all know, Baruch Hashemesh, as much as anything we know, that everybody dies. But no one wants to think about it, ever. No one. Even though you know it's going to happen, there's no suffix. But to think about it, oh no. This, his job is to remind us of the things that we desperately don't want to think about. So the only way it's going to work is if you're in it all the time, chazering these basic points. Okay? Ve'yasim elibo, you have to place on your heart, chovaso, your obligation, asher hu mit'alem mimena, you will want to ignore your obligation. You always want to ignore. You want to ignore your obligation. Think about it. Every time you go, I'm going to say something lamaisa for everybody. Every time you go on the internet to watch the news, you are not fulfilling your obligation in this world. You are wasting your life. That's it. Every time you click, 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 click to watch another article, another article, another article, you are wasting your life. You are ignoring your obligation in this world. Daniel, I may not want to send this out anymore to the internet. And to the web, to all the guys. That's the simple thing. Think about it. Every time you are riveted to stupidities about what Bibi, Trump, and the other idiots said, you are wasting your life. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Unless you are running for office, maybe you are, and you need to know who's going to be the president or whatever it is an absolute waste of your life, and you are actively ignoring the reason why God made you. Do you hear what I'm saying? You want to tell me I need to relax? Need to relax, God. Rabbi, it's been a long day. Let me relax. Good. You are wasting your life. Pashut. That's it. And the more you run to that, you are just wasting your existence. Folly cursed. Do you hear what I'm saying? Good for you. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's nothing to talk about here. This is an example of how people ignore their responsibility. They are not thinking about what am I doing with my life when they click, 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 click. They're not thinking about their chovaso be'olam. No. They are mit'alem from the things that they need to be thinking about in their minds. Let's continue. Am I done? Not yet. V'tire! And you will see, im tidbonem bahove berov haolam, if you look around you at what's going on in the world, in the majority of the world, what people are doing, ki rov anshe haseichel hamahir, here are the smart fasties, the smart fast thinkers, v'hapikchim, the, how do you say, whatever they are, these are intelligent, huh? Intelligent, b'charifim, they're sharp. Spicy people. Yasimu rov hisbonenam. They will put most of their contemplation, vihistaklusam, and their observations, two things, observing and delving deep. Bidakus achachmos. They will go into very subtle. Chachmos. Wisdoms. The omek hayunim. Subtle distinctions and deep analysis. Each person is going to go wherever his mind naturally gravitates towards, whatever he likes. If I'm making a mistake in my translation, correct me. And your natural desire, whatever, this is the smart people he's talking about. There are those people, they'll be scientists, they want to understand the creation, v'hateva, nature, v'acherim yitnu kol yunam l'tchunav l'handasa. And there are others, they're going to put all of their deep thinking into tchuna and handas is like engineering. What's the other one?
Astronomy.
Geometry. And what?
Astronomy.
This is astronomy? Tchuna is astronomy, and handasa is more...
geometry.
Yeah, engineering, good. Acherim lemalachos. Others to the arts, crafts, arts and crafts. Acherim yikansu yoter lakodesh. There are those who will not go to the science and all these things. They'll go into the holy stuff. Dahainu limuratoyre akadosha. Learning Torah. Mehem. Some of those sharp people will go to pilpulei halachos. They'll go to lomdis. Mehem b'midrashim. Some of them will go to the medrash, learning the agaritas. Umehem b'piske hadinim. Others will be poskim. They go to the halach lemaisa. Ah, me'atim. There are very few. Yumin amin hazeh. You'll have very few people from this species, meaning to say the smarties, the smart people, asher yikbu'u iyun v'limud, that they will fix their iyun seder, v'limud, and their learning, al inyani shlemos avoda. They're not going to work and do iyun on doing the perfect avodas Hashem. No. Ala ava, loving Hashem, ala yira, fearing Hashem, ala dveikus, how to get close to Hashem. They'll just sing songs. Karl Bach song. He says that? No. All they do, how do you guide the guys? How is he going to get close to Hashem? Sing a kumzitz, play a song, and get a guitar, eat some kugel. That's it. Listen to some Rabbi Nachman stories, and I feel close to Hashem. How do you do it? That's the extent of how we, that's our, in Tosfos, we'll think and miyayin and get all the havaminas, maskanas, and this. But when it comes to how to deal with a certain situation and do something that's in my heart and get myself close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or fear Hashem, let's sing a song. Let's go sing a song. That's the extent of our dveikus, dveikus. That's what it is. It's very sad. Huh? The same thing. All he's saying is, Rabbi Bloom, here is that you see people who are intelligent, they're going to want to use their mind in order to actualize their mind power, their IQ, whatever you call it, in a certain realm. They're going to be drawn somewhere and they're going to use their brains for something. They're using it. But that usage of the brain power is not going to be found in how do I love Hashem. That brain is not going to go there. No one is drawn to, let's use our 160 IQ to figure out how to love Hashem. Or how to fear Hashem. Or how to have the shlemus of an avoda when I'm doing some mitzvah. How do I do it the perfect way? That's not where the mind naturally gravitates towards. The developed mind. The developed mind goes straight to Rabbi Baker, the Grah, the this, the that, solving midrashim, whatever it is, something exa.
Isn't Agarata the whole purpose of Agarata is to learn these Havana and Yira? No,
it's not what he's saying. No, but that's not, he's not talking about Iyun and how you are going to perfect your Avodas Hashem. Not how coming up with a nice, deep intellectual concept from Chazal that applies to Musar. No. He's talking now, you and George on the street. How are you going to strategize and do Iyun on how to get close to that person for the purpose of fulfilling your Avodas Hashem? Making it as beautiful and as perfect as it can be. That's not what people think about. People don't worry about these things. They try to say, how do I do the right thing? What's the right thing? This and that. But who's going to sit and strategize and think, how do I do this mitzvah in the perfect way? I'm not talking about reading the halacha and following the Mishnah Berurah. That's not what this man's talking about, only. How do you do this deep thinking about these critical concepts? Let me finish the paragraph. They'll learn people halachas. They learn it. Here, but lo pipish ain't dvarim elu ikar mitzlam. They're not studying chassidus. And chassidus here doesn't mean Rabbi Nachman. Chassidus means how to become pious. Lo mipnei she'ein dvarim elu ikarim etzlam. It's not because they don't think it's important to have Yirat Shamayim, Avas Hashem, and all that stuff. No. Ki im tisha'al lahem. If you ask these people, kol echad yomar, every single person will say, shezehu aikar agadol. There's nothing more important than Yirat Shamayim, Avas Hashem, Avodah Shleima. V'shelo yeduma chacham, there will be no way to imagine that there's a chacham, shiyeh chacham be'emes, he's going to be a real Talmid chacham. Shelo yidbaru etzlo kol advar me'elu. You can't have a chacham that doesn't have real Yirat Shamayim. You have to have it. Okay, the geometry was just an example of a big brain gravitating towards somewhere. That's what it is. No. Achma shelo yarbila ayin alav. This, that the guy is not spending his time deeply thinking and contemplating this. Umipnei rov pirsum advarim. Because everybody knows you have to have Yirat Shamayim. Everybody knows if that's veikus upshitutam, it's pashut. It's low. Shelo yera elahem tzorech lahotzi biiyunam zman rab. I don't have to go and leave my iyun seder and stop thinking so deeply and start doing iyun on these things. Everybody knows it. So just have a kugel and sing a song and feel close to Hashem. I love you. I love Hashem. Listen to Rabbi Rubin's song. Whatever it is, and that's your dveikus to Hashem. That's what people do. And that's what this book is fighting against. That's what this book is fighting against. These are the most important principles that we have here, are the things that we do the least thinking about. And we just leave it to happenstance, rote. I learn all day, I daven, I go to shul, but no one is actually doing hard work in thinking about their responsibility in this world, in this thing. Huh? He's going to attack. He said, stop learning. He's going to say, stop learning. We'll continue on Sunday. Okay?